Selling to the C-suite, the importance of having a strong executive presence to drive engagement and credibility. By Mary Jane Copps. Mary Jane Copps is a best-selling author who provides sales teams, entrepreneurs, and small businesses with the confidence and skills they need to increase sales by inspiring great conversations and customer service. And Doug Dvorak. Doug Dvorak is the CEO of the Sales Coaching Institute, a worldwide organization that offers clients productivity training and motivational excellence management workshops. The Institute's clients include Fortune 1000 companies, small to medium-sized businesses, and service businesses. Mr. Dvorak has a well-earned reputation as an industry leader due to his powerful educational methods and motivational techniques, as well as his experience in all levels of sales and sales management, corporate education, and success training. Developing executive presence. One of the biggest challenges faced by every sales professional during their career is learning how to gain access to the decision makers at companies, businesses, or organizations they hope to sell to. These decision makers, collectively known as the C-suite, tend to be intimidating, pose difficult questions, and are prone to making snap judgments about sales representatives during the first few minutes of any meeting. For sales reps tasked with selling to the C-suite, developing an executive presence of your own is essential if they hope to hold the decision maker's attention in any type of meeting. Without an executive presence, nothing a rep says is likely to be seen as credible by the leaders in the room, regardless of how knowledgeable they are or how much their product or service would benefit the business or organization. The bottom line is an executive presence creates opportunities. It raises the executive's confidence in your abilities and keeps your name top of mind as a trusted authority in your area of expertise. Additionally, it builds the know, like, and trust factor that is essential for creating the interpersonal relationships that all top sales professionals rely on to continue to build their network of clients and customers. A working definition of executive presence. Defining the specific characteristics of executive presence can be difficult. It legitimately seems to be one of those "you'll know it when you see it" things. As Dean Brenner explains in his Forbes article, Executive Presence, the art of projecting leadership, executive presence is sometimes identified as it. He describes it as that subtle sense of charisma, leadership, self-confidence, and authority that is present in all aspects of an individual. Another way to consider this concept is the wow factor that some people bring to the table. The ability these individuals have to immediately engage and connect with others in a room sets them apart and defines them as someone with executive presence. Executive presence is authentic. It is most definitely not a situation where you can fake it till you make it. It is a way of being that is natural and engaging, drawing people to you without having to unduly call attention to your knowledge, skills, and abilities. Some people have this ability as a natural trait, but they are few and far between. For most people, executive presence is something that must be cultivated and developed over time. And it starts with having confidence in yourself. Sales professionals who want to develop an executive presence can take specific steps to build their skills in this area, eventually leading to a greater level of credibility with their target audience of C-level executives. The credibility building starts with the first conversation with anyone in the organization. It is through these interactions that your name and reputation comes to the attention of the decision makers. As a sales representative, building executive presence allows you to take a seat at the table as an authority in your subject matter area. It allows you to break through the barriers and objections and communicate in a meaningful and engaging way with those in the C-suite to build relationships that last longer than a single sale. To assist sales representatives in building their executive presence, there are six different areas of focus to incorporate into personal and professional development. These concepts also apply to interpersonal interactions. So practicing with colleagues, friends, and family members is a good way to build confidence. According to a survey of over 2,100 leaders by Stephen J. Stowell, PhD, and Stephanie S. Mead, MBA, communication skills, interpersonal skills, values, and ethics are the most important qualities when it comes to quality leadership. The following chart highlights the importance of communication and interpersonal skills with respect to being seen as a leader with executive presence. Concept 1. Consistency. One of the most important aspects of executive presence in sales is to be consistent in your communication, style, and presence. Decision makers want to know the person they are trusting to solve a problem for their company can perform under stress. Consistency comes from internalizing your knowledge, skills, and abilities, and being authentic during all interactions. The word consistency first appeared in the 1590s and by 1787 exemplified the foundation of executive presence. In other words, steady adherence to principles and patterns of action. Gaining the trust and respect of leaders and senior executives demands consistency in meeting deadlines, following up, responding to messages, expressing value, and solving problems. The skill of consistency lies in following a process. This includes everything from gathering information on leads and writing emails to following up with clients and presenting yourself properly during virtual meetings. It even applies to your energy level, tone of voice, and how you dress. Your ability to grow trust is always impacted by your actions. Punctuality, cheerfulness, enthusiasm, humility, accepting responsibility, and never blaming others or making excuses all serve to continually communicate your executive presence to others. On the other hand, inconsistency creates mistrust and the likelihood that you will be seen as not possessing the necessary authority and decision-making ability the C-suite requires. Concept 2. Communication. Communication is not just about reciting facts and data to a group of people in a room. Even if the facts are correct and pertinent, tailoring your presentation to address the specific issues faced by the C-suiters in attendance is critically important. Making sure you address their exact issues involves more than a quick examination of the company's website and its leaders' LinkedIn profiles. The key to making sure your message hits home for this specific company is empathy. Or, as Greg Poirier, CEO of CloudKettle, calls it, spidey sense. Communication must include your ability to understand, at least at some level, the other's experience, the context of what the other person is thinking. You can't assume that they are thinking what you want them to think. Between listening and presenting value, Poirier believes there is an important strip in the middle where the salesperson is not proving anything but simply being likable. Developing and incorporating this level of empathy takes practice. Once you've done your research on a C-suite client and company, step back and use your imagination to answer these questions. What are the specific pressures on this company right now? What is it like to be in this industry on a day-to-day basis? How are current events shaping the demands for this CEO and the senior executives? What might be an immediate challenge that can be quickly addressed? A personal example. A request for training from a long-standing client in mid-2020 during the early days of the pandemic had a completely different tone to our normal conversations. There was a tension in their voice, an unprecedented sense of urgency. Thinking about the possible meaning behind this change in their demeanor led to a proposal for a new way of training. We pitched 30-minute sessions with action plans focused on one skill that could be used immediately, and it turned out to be just what they wanted and needed. Empathy and emotional intelligence created this opportunity, and the resultant training format has gone on to become a bestseller across numerous industries that continue to deal with the stresses and setbacks of the pandemic. Another key to executive presence is being able to balance listening and sharing information. These professionals have limited time to meet, so the information must be precise, address their issues, and presented in an engaging way that fosters a sense of credibility and understanding of the issues. It is not telling the executives what they need or how they should solve the problem. While communication is often solely considered the art of speaking, effective communication with executive presence also means knowing when to listen. It is about asking questions that demonstrate your understanding of the challenges the organization is facing, in addition to illustrating your interest in the industry and individuals involved. This is also what will allow you to effectively tailor your sales message to the needs of the people in the room. In his 1936 seminal work, How to Win Friends and Influence People, Dale Carnegie included the key to outstanding sales communication. To be interesting, be interested. Following this maxim will amplify your listening skills. Instead of telling, ask. Use questions that are open-ended and fully engage everyone in conversation. illustrate your deep curiosity with these essential words: who, what, where, why, when, and how. For example, who in your industry is experiencing a similar challenge? What is the biggest challenge you are currently facing? Where is the biggest impact being felt? Why is this challenge difficult to solve? When did this challenge first appear? How have you tried to solve it? Open-ended questions allow you to expand your knowledge and display your genuine interest in solving the problem. They also allow you to hear how the executive you're talking to defines the problem and visualizes the solution. When stuck for an open-ended question, continue to inspire conversation with this universal request: tell me more. Listen to everyone intently. Your focus must be on what is being shared, not on what you want to say. Use what you hear to customize your presentation to reflect the needs, vision, and parameters of your C-suite audience. Knowing when to remain silent and listen, and when to speak, is the most important part of being an excellent communicator. As one of the top 5 most important traits listed for leaders in multiple studies, including the Center for Creative Leadership and the Harvard Business Review, building communication skills is essential for any sales representative hoping to develop an executive presence. In a Harvard Business Review article, authors Frank Sespides, Michael Wong, and Jay Galeotta provide insights into some of the challenges in selling to and communicating with the C-suite. They break this down into 3 aspects or dimensions that they label: context, content, and contact. Context refers to how to best present information and your point of view while sharing relevant data. Content is how to support and frame the argument with insights to create meaning. This includes being prepared with relevant information specific to the needs of the C-suite. Contact is the ability of the sales professional to work with all levels of the company to sell and assist in managing the change the product or service will create. Callbox further developed this information and gathered specific statistics. The following points highlight reasons why practical, meaningful, and authority-based communication is so essential. Just 13% of leaders in the C-suite believe sales reps understand their problems and challenges. This means 87% of executives do not believe sales reps understand their issues. Only about 20% of C-suite executives report sellers offer value during their interactions. The sales professional may identify the problem, but not make a clear connection to the solution. 82% of leaders report sales reps are not prepared for meetings. 79% of buyers want information about choices, not facts and figures. 73% of executives want to work with a sales professional referred by someone they trust and know, not a cold call. Concept 3. Personal confidence. Being confident is challenging for sales representatives, particularly those newer to sales or those who may be younger than the C-suite executives. However, there are ways to build personal confidence, such as having the skill of consistency in presentations and the ability to communicate effectively. The first step is acknowledging and recognizing that gaining personal confidence may be a challenge. Working with a sales coach to role-play in presenting information and staying calm and confident during sales presentations is a helpful exercise. It is also beneficial to do exercises like this with colleagues and get constructive feedback from them. Video recording yourself as you rehearse is also a great way to refine your presentation until it is delivered with confidence, conviction, and an air of authentic authority. Watch for behaviors and mannerisms that may indicate a lack of personal confidence. For example, constant fidgeting, shuffling, failing to make eye contact with those at the table, or becoming too automated in the way the information is presented are all signs of a lack of confidence. Others in the room will notice, and it will undermine the message. Personal confidence also means carefully choosing the language you use. Avoid using words or phrases that indicate uncertainty or a lack of confidence in yourself, your product, service, or solution. Never use a word unless you are 100% sure of its meaning. Trying to use big words to impress people can backfire big time if you use a word incorrectly. Words have a huge impact. Even the smallest of words can inspire a lack of trust and create unanticipated miscommunication. It is important to understand that communication is not saying something, communication is being heard, according to Frances Hesselbein. You must take full responsibility for being heard and understood by busy CEOs and other leading executives. You can accomplish this by infusing your language with confidence in three key areas. 1. Are you using common words and phrases that subtly indicate a lack of confidence and professionalism? Take time to identify these phrases and practice using alternatives. Some examples: instead of "I'm just calling," say, "The reason for my call is," instead of "I'm wondering if," say, "What is your reaction to?" Instead of "Might you be ready to?" say, "The next best step is 2. Are you using slang or words that are too casual? Examples include "hey," "like," "you know," "right on," "super," etc. 3. Are you assuming that the C-suite is familiar with your jargon or industry speak? When you start a conversation with acronyms or technical language, you can come across as arrogant and insincere. Always start with simple words and phrases, allowing your audience to confirm their language of choice. Speak with conviction that the information you are providing is accurate and correct. Avoid overpromising or overhyping a solution. Offer relevant and accurate data, scenarios, or case study information to back up your assertions. Concept 4. Flexibility and adaptability to the situation. Sales reps working with individuals in the C-suite must be able to read the room and respond to the emotions and different styles of communication in the meeting. Empathy and the ability to be in the moment creates an instant connection and a sense of being heard and recognized, something C-suite executives want as much as any other individual. Notice any communication style differences and adjust your presentation to these differences. This is not about copying or attempting to mimic a communication style, but instead noting if your communication style is contributing to a connection or if it is creating a rift. Flexibility and adaptability are also part of what it takes to be recognized as a leader in any conversation. By effectively reading the room, situation, and audience, the sales professional with executive presence can be assertive in their message without seeming out of sync with others in the room. It allows the sales professional to assume and maintain the leadership role in the conversation while ensuring all participants feel engaged, heard, and understood. Being flexible means having more than one approach to the sales meeting. It is about knowing the product or services you are selling and the issues the customer is facing. Responding to the information they provide through effective questioning will help you build an executive presence. You can engage them in relevant conversations, recognizing the challenges and making suggestions for credible solutions. This not only builds your credibility, but also assists you in becoming an authority and partner in helping them solve the problem or provide options for solutions. You gain trust and loyalty when you continually display flexibility and adaptability. Accomplish this by always encouraging and inspiring expansive conversations that allow C-suite executives to share their experience and knowledge. A key component of executive presence is working with the C-suite's definition of the problem, not your own. While your intent is certainly to make a sale, put that intent aside as the meeting begins and focus on your audience. Ask open-ended questions, listen carefully, and then align your benefits and features to what you have heard. Rely on your knowledge and skills to improvise and create a customized presentation for your audience and their definition of the problem. This ability to listen, respond, and instantly work with new information highlights your respect for the C-suite and showcases leadership qualities that demand trust and attention. Concept 5, economy of words. As an executive leader or as a sales rep working with C-suite executives, learning how to say more with fewer words is critical. Time is money, after all. There are several factors that play into being an effective communicator, and having the ability to listen and be concise and clear when sharing information is critically important if you hope to make connections and keep executives at the table. Practice streamlining your conversations and pitches. When a sales rep can use a couple of sentences to provide insight into the product or service and capture the needs and challenges of the C-suite executive, they have that professional's attention. Long, detailed explanations and data points are not only boring and uninspiring for the customer, but they also take up valuable time the sales rep could be using to ask questions and gain a better understanding of your customer's needs. Keep in mind, C-suite executives are typically big-picture thinkers. They care about the operation of the company and its long-term vision moving forward. Talking about the long-term ROI, or benefits of a product or service, is more likely to help you connect with these professionals and create authority. Incorporating this information into a few carefully crafted attention-grabbing sentences is essential. Determining how to provide this information in the most streamlined and efficient way is part of developing an executive presence. It also speaks to credibility, as the C-suite executive immediately recognizes the sales representative has a clear grasp on the goals of the company. By offering a solution that provides this high-altitude overview, there is more time for engagement, questions and answers, and discussions that help the sales rep better understand what the C-suite is considering as the solution to the problem they face. At the foundation of effective and efficient sales communication is an understanding that the buyer must fully participate in the process. If you are doing most of the talking, you're probably not going to make a sale. Consider this quote from Bernadette Jiwa. "Our job isn't to tell our customers everything all at once. It is to make them curious to learn more." Practice limiting your presentation to key big picture benefits. End with an open-ended question to inspire the conversation and discussion. Listen to learn what has sparked the C-suite's curiosity. Address this curiosity with concise information and then ask another open-ended question. Rinse and repeat. When you are concise and create conversation, the C-suite will share valuable details of the challenges they face, their needs, and why they will make a purchase. When you are the solution and you can support their needs, you close the sale. The more detailed conversations can follow. Concept 6. Add value. Adding value to any sales conversation can only occur if the previous 5 concepts are in place. The sales professional must have an executive presence to communicate their message confidently and consistently. Respond to the needs of the buyer, be flexible, and read the room to tailor the message, and get the information across in a concise, accurate, and interesting style. When doing this, adding value to the sales conversation builds executive presence. The sales professional demonstrates an in-depth understanding of the issue and offers something beneficial and relevant to the buyer at the table. In some cases, it may be pointing out an option to the C-level executive that may provide an alternative perspective of an option not yet considered. This could be information on a case study from a company facing a similar challenge, including the relevant details about the solution. It may be offering to make a connection with an expert who is skilled in addressing the specific challenge. It could also include having support services at your business connect with the appropriate counterpart for the buyer to help address the issue, challenge, or obstacle. The added value always supports implementing the solution you are offering. Adding value means giving and not holding back on information until after closing the deal. It is working from a place of confidence and knowledge, creating an immediate sense of partnership with and support of the buyer. It also means creating a picture of the future, painting the image of how the product or service you offer will support the company moving forward. A value add might be an unexpected feature or service, or it might be an aspect of how you personally interact with the C-suite. Ask yourself, are you completely flexible in terms of meetings across time zones or on weekends? Are you generous with your industry knowledge and contacts, seeking out additional resources for the C-suite that you know are valuable? Are you calm and confident in stressful situations? Do you express your thanks for the time and generosity of others? If the C-suite is deciding between 2 identical choices, your personal value add is what wins the sale. Summary: it is difficult, if not impossible, to sell to the C-suite without an executive presence. Sales professionals can develop an executive presence through training, practice, and with coaching or mentoring support. In developing this presence, a sales professional can interact with decision makers in a more effective way. Developing an executive presence allows the sales professional to be seen as an equal in the C-suite. To develop this, the sales representative must be consistent, communicate effectively, demonstrate personal confidence, show flexibility and adaptability, use the correct language, and add value to the meeting through insight, services, or support. All these concepts include listening intently to others in the room and responding to the information they share in a way that makes them feel understood and valued. Each of these concepts build on the sense of authority and confidence that is critical to establishing an executive presence. Developing these skills through professional development, workshops, practice, and coaching should be an ongoing part of continuous improvement for anyone in sales working with the C-suite.